Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. This is Beef.
This is Rum Daddy.
And I am Johnna Lobster. Fall back in time with Legends Podcast. All month long, we're talking time travel, paradoxes, and acknowledging end of pattern. This is Chronovember. Director Duncan Jones followed up his breakout hit Moon by developing a time loop script from The Blacklist about a soldier trying to prevent a terrorist attack, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Michelle Monaghan, Vera Farmiga, and Jeffrey Wright. The movie was a mainstream hit, eclipsing Moon's box office with $147 million. Now we're charging the drivers and starting the sequence to see the source code.
I fucking love this movie.
Tell us how you really feel.
I really love this movie. I thought it was just a fluke, but since I just watched it like a month and a half ago,
sure,
having to watch it again, I was like, oh man, And yeah, all the way through. It's like the perfect time travel mini action little love story romp for me, right? It ends up happy at the end, multi-universe shit. He says internet really forcefully.
Do you have internet on your phone? Do you? No, I think he says, do you have the internet?
Yeah.
Do you have the internet on your phone?
But he leans into inter, like it's...
Internet?
There was another train movie, I think, that came out right about here. So I always remember this is like the summer of two train movies because Unstoppable, I think, came out around the same time.
Chris Pine, right? Pine and
which was
Morgan
fun
Freeman?
As well. But, man, I don't know. It's something about her nose, too. And what's her face? Goodwin really cares about the young man. She really, really tries to be there for him.
By the way, did you... Because I know this is the... third, fourth, fifth time you've seen this movie, but try and think back the first time you saw the movie. Did you figure out that he was dead or not dead, but like they were barely keeping him alive? He was supposed to be dead.
He was a less badass RoboCop. We'll put it that way.
I knew, a less mobile RoboCop. I knew he wasn't physically around, I guess, when the pod he was in started changing, right?
Was the pod the Bean in Chicago? Was that what it was supposed to be?
No, he was in his own. He was in his own mental, waiting room. That's what his pod was, right? That he was talking to Goodwin from. That's why
he was in the construct, like in the Matrix.
Correct. That's why when he said the pod is damaged, Jeffrey Wright kind of chuckled and said, oh, the pod, is that where you're at? Because I don't think they really know where they're at. It's whatever the soldier's mind makes up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why he had arms and legs.
Yes. Yes. Like the construct from the Matrix. Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is like most time travel. The science is sketchy, but
it makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah, but it almost works better than like a car going back, right? Because it's just, what was the other one we saw where they're like, it's just data. Oh, that's the peripheral. Shit, I'm getting my time travel things messed up.
So the thing that I would compare this to is if you have played Assassin's Creed, the video games.
Okay.
Who's played Assassin's Creed, the video games?
I've played first three versions of it.
So in that one, they do time travel, but it's still a simulation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he goes back to...
It's like with his DNA or something.
His ancestors' sort of memory. So he's able to access his ancestors, the Animus, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And he goes back into that. Now... I want to be clear, because I'm going to walk a very fine line to not piss Beef off.
That's fine. Piss me off. I'll cry a little bit.
This movie is better than the Assassin's Creed movie.
Okay. Thank you.
Agreed. But still not good.
Oh, I love this movie.
I would agree.
Oh, I love this movie.
I am a time travel geek. I did a time travel show.
Yeah.
Whatever is happening in this movie is not time travel. No. It is hand-wavy mumbo jumbo.
Yes. Yeah.
And everything happens because the plot demands it, and it gives you good tinglies at the end. But I don't.
It's more Groundhog Day-y than time travel, right?
Well, how would you compare this to another Duncan Jones film, Moon?
Right, Moon. I was just going to say, like, as a follow up to Moon, I was so disappointed.
Well, here's what I think.
Mainstream than Moon for sure.
Yes, yeah. What I think happened is that Moon was a success; people loved it, and the studios and the powers that be hired him to do this film, but they had much more control over it. Yeah. So I feel like this is a movie that got noted to death. Mm-hmm. Like, they kept noting the script, and then they would note the film until they ended up with this.
Can't we have a happy ending? Can't we do a thing?
If this came out now, it wouldn't be anywhere. It would be more, they would lean into the multiverse part of it, right? Mm. There wouldn't be anything really close to time travel because multiverse is hot. They would lean into how many people did he actually save in his multiple trips to the multiple, right? Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry you guys hated it.
The problem that I have with it is that Jeffrey Rush's character established Jeffrey Wright. His character established a set of rules.
Yeah.
Of what happened and what is happening, and he explains it very clearly and very concrete. So therefore, anything that happens to him in the like flashback time is inconsequential.
Right.
Well, this is also their very first working go through with it. So Jeffrey Wright, who just because he created it, doesn't know all of it,
he hasn't gone into it,
right? He doesn't know all the consequences. The guys who built the atom bomb didn't know exactly what it would do. They knew kind of what it would do, so I mean, he does lay out
this easy out. That's an easy
there's
out.
This other but, like interpretation where like he died, so whatever happens after that is in his imagination, like it's his death imagination.
Well,
right,
the more the
his heaven or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
The thing was, is he kept the times when he was going back and forth between the construct, if you will, beleaguered castle and the memory, all those times in the middle where he was seeing the whatever in Chicago, what'd you call it?
The bean.
You saw the bean.
When he was seeing the bean, those kept getting longer and longer. He was having visions of his future, basically.
He was seeing beans?
Beans, yes. Well, reflections of beans.
That shiny bean in Chicago, in Millennium Park, Rum Daddy knows what I'm talking about. He's been there.
Yeah, I was just there. We took pictures in front of it.
Bean. And I thought that was the capsule that he was in. For some reason, I forgot this movie completely after I saw it the first time years ago, and I didn't love it then, so I never went back and revisited it.
Love it.
And I love the things that I think you love. I love the chemistry between him and Michelle Monaghan.
Love it.
I love Vera Farmiga in this. I love Jeffrey Wright.
She's being so kind protective, and he's so douchey, and that's against character.
Him playing the villain, I think, is good.
Is he the villain, though, or just a fucking bureaucratic prick?
I don't think the terrorist in this movie is the villain. Mm-mm. I think the terrorist in is a MacGuffin, right?
Absolutely.
It's a raison d'etre for the plot.
Well, that's the point. That's the problem that I think both Lobster and I are having with the film is that the bomb happened. And every time he goes back, he cannot stop the bomb from happening because in reality, the bomb happened.
Right.
So that's part of the set of rules that was set up in explaining, in trying to, you know, hand wave and explain what was going on. But there were certain concrete rules that were set up, and there was no way that he could stop the bomb from actually happening, except in his own imagination.
In this new timeline, which they're giving you is
right.
Like,
but what that ends up happening is that we end up not caring for the main character because we realize that anything that happens after that is made up. And it has no stakes.
And I think,
I mean, where he could Jeffrey still get Wright hit is, by a bus trying to fucking suck face in front of the bean and die right after this. I mean,
well, he did get hit by a train, so.
Well, and then he still went back to the pod. Lives in a multiverse somewhere. But come on.
The other part of it is the quantum leap element, which also doesn't work. Like, if you really think about it, that guy, Sean Fentress, blew up in the train bombing.
Right.
How did they access his memories and from what?
Yeah, right. Like, where did they get the "you're the closest" body mass and brain scan or whatever?
Like, there's like 8 other people that are more Jake Gyllenhaal-y on that bus than, including on including the terrorist who was
definitely the terrorist, definitely.
Right. So, like, I don't.
Hey, man. Just enjoy the movie. Don't look at this here. Just try really hard.
We try and do the same thing to you on some of the other movies, and you're like, I hate it.
I can't do musicals. I'm sorry.
And I want to be clear. But like,
that's
again,
a lie. That's a lie that you can't do musicals, because pretty much every musical we've seen, you've enjoyed.
You're right. Yeah.
Just saying. Again, my problem with this movie is, like, I think I like the same parts Beef likes, but if it's a time travel movie, 87
minutes.
It's certainly short, and it's about, like, the way that Moon makes you invest.
Oh, Moon's amazing. This movie is nowhere near Moon. I'll give you that. This movie and Moon are completely different. One is hardcore good sci-fi. Yeah. This is just, like I said, this is just like a sci-fi bend.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day romantic movie, right? This isn't winning any awards, but it hits me right in my fucking feels every time. It's just cute. He saves the day. I don't know.
Kind of a Veterans Day film, because this is right around Veterans Day. We're talking.
Yeah.
And again,
he gets to talk to his dad one last time.
Yeah, I was going to mention Scott Bakula is the voice of the dad.
Oh, is that really? The voice of the dad?
Okay. I knew it.
Yeah.
But the thing about to his dad, does he actually get to talk to his dad, or is that the conversation his subconscious made up in his brain?
Hold on one second. His dad is Scott Bakula,
and we're watching a quantum leap.
Yeah. And he's stuck in another person's body in Lost in Time, and he's a member of the military, and he has someone in a uniform talking to him that only he can see. This is fucking Quantum Leap. just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're right.
Did we just call this a Quantum Leap remake? Yeah,
it's a Quantum Leap episode.
Episode of Quantum Leap. That's it.
I mean, that's basically what he was doing with the fucking cell phone with Bing on it, the slider, right? I mean, he didn't know how to...
That dated the movie.
Yeah.
I fucking love that about this movie. I love that nobody has an iPhone. It's all, like, analog cell phone.
I also liked it, too, because when I was going to visit my ex, I would always get off at Glenbrook Station. So it was like, oh, Glenbrook Station.
That's the other problem that I had with the film is, and this is nitpicking, but being from Chicago, all the places the train would stop are all northern suburbs.
Yeah.
But all the shots of the train going into the city were from
the
south.
A mile away. And it's still much closer too than it would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, they also filmed this in Canada, so. Well, a couple shots are in Chicago, but I filmed a lot in Ottawa.
Movies like this, when they really get me, are like when the people become like omnipresent. Like when they finally show like the little montage, you know, and it's like they go through the thing a couple times and you don't see all the little I don't know why. I just love that. Where he's like look out.
The spilling the coffee, the ticket in his pocket. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, that
I like
part of stuff
so
is very well orchestrated, but you've seen that in other, not time travel, but like
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day
type film. What's
the other one? Palm Springs. Palm Springs does it way better. Yes, I get it. I get it.
And I think the end, like the first act of this is so dull. Like nothing happens. You know, you're so sort of disoriented.
Train blows up. You can't say that.
Well, the train blows
happens.
Up, but like it's disorienting, and that like it just goes. It this really takes a while to get going.
Yes. But
yeah, it for an 87 minute movie, like it takes a good half hour, 40 minutes for you to like settle into the groove of the movie.
It plays on all those like trigger words from back then, dirty bomb and fucking, you know, I don't know.
He's an internet outsider. He's been posting rants on his blog.
Yeah.
Come on. All that really dates the film, but besides that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean,
the world is hell and needs to be reduced to rubble. But from the rubble, we can build something great. We can make America great again. America great and glorious again.
I mean, that's what I got from that guy. Did you get... did the fact that it was all text-based coming from the soldier affect you at all?
Yeah. I don't remember that from my first viewing, but she can't hear him.
Yeah.
It's just...
text.
But she's wearing the headset the whole time for no reason?
I don't know.
Well, she's talking. She's actually talking to him.
Oh, okay.
But she's reading the response that his brain
I thought maybe she was creating. Taking McDonald's orders on the side or something. I think she's pregnant when she's filming this. It's not like you don't notice it in the movie, but I believe that Vera Farmiga was.
I have a question, though. What was the military insignia that just got, like, he was obsessed by it, but then it just got thrown away?
Yeah, the chaos.
Yeah, he just needed,
What was it? What did it say? Because he was like, he's trying to figure it out. He saw the patch on her jacket, and he's trying to figure out, and then all of a sudden...
He asked the lady, the chick up on the second floor.
Yeah.
And she told him it was a specialized medical unit at Nellis, the N's for Nellis, so he knew exchange to call. Yeah. I did like that Goodwin shuts him off at the end. I did like that he bets the dude his $126 in his pocket, and during the 1990s Full House or whatever freeze frame right before the credits, right when he gets unplugged, everybody in that train is laughing.
Is happy.
Yeah, he they're happy, happy because that. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. The you know,
that was the one time that comedian didn't bomb.
Right. Oh! Do you write these like hoping someone sets you up?
I had that one in my back pocket.
All right, perfect. I appreciate you being honest. That was horribly good. All right. Anything else on this? Because you guys obviously hate it, and I love it.
Again, no, like Michelle Monaghan, super cute. I think like Jake Gyllenhaal had just done Prince of Persia: Sands of Time.
Oh God!
Oh yeah.
And this was maybe a slight redemption for him because he could have very easily become box office kryptonite, and he came back. Like this movie made $147 million-ish. Which was good, I think, for this movie.
It did feel very studio produced because even the music felt very canned.
The music originally was supposed to be Clint Mansell, who did an amazing soundtrack for Moon, but was unable to work this into his schedule, and they had to get a ringer to come in. And
yeah, because it felt very canned.
Pretty uninspired soundtrack.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what's really messed up is I never noticed that shit, and I noticed it.
Duncan Jones, whose daddy was David Bowie.
That's true.
Okay.
The next movie he makes after this, is it Warcraft or...
That's coming up soon, though. We also had the appearance from the guy that they had to write out of The Expanse for... grooming people or something.
Oh, right. Cass Anvar.
Yeah, Cass Anvar. He was the dark-skinned businessman that they thought was the bomber.
He was the one whomst we racially profiled, and it turned out he just had motion sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah, no, he's got longer hair, slick back. He doesn't have the fake Martian Texas accent or whatever. Yeah.
Wait, that is a weird accent.
He's puking in the turlet.
Yep. Yeah. I'll call the cops if you don't get away from me. I thought you didn't have a phone. Should we do the thing?
Yeah, let's do the thing.
Again,
that's right, haters. Michelle Monaghan, we'll get to it at the end.
I was watching the whole movie, and I was really focused on her nose.
I fucking told you.
I was looking at her. I'm like, you know, she's really cute, and the outfit, like the way they shoot her, the outfits, this is like,
yeah,
her outfit is great. Like, and they're not coworkers; they're just fellow commuters, right?
I think so, and because they've never gotten coffee yet.
They've never gotten coffee before, so I'm like, you know, maybe there's just give me that movie of them
commuting and then.
Yeah, I don't know if I need all of the extra stuff.
I want the movie where it's like 20 minutes of them commuting, 15 minutes of this shit going on, and then like the next hour of them going, just what the fuck was that? And then they date. You know?
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyways.
Are you gonna start writing source code fan fiction?
Yes.
Excellent.
I don't write. I can't write. I can't even write a fucking email. End of thread one. Thread two, the following is a recording of a Western screech owl.
Oh, that was great. That was a really good owl.
For source code, are you going legendary?
Source of legend.
Legend of its time.
Legend of time travel.
Cult legend.
Strangers on a train. Let's do the time warp again. Oh, shit, it still works. That's a haiku, by the way.
Awesome.
Groundhog training day.
Entertaining.
Everything's going to be okay.
Mabel.
Beleaguered castle.
Forgettable.
Code dependent.
Abysmal.
Train wreck.
Oh, that's an easy one. Self.
That's a low bar.
D&D.
Back to the Future Part 3, the one with the train, right? Time travel movie with the train.
With a side of nostalgia, guilty pleasure, tingle, barf, tears.
With a side from Bernard from Westworld being the bad guy.
I like it. Who's going first?
I think Lobster should go first.
I'll go first. I never get to go first. yeah, this one's tough for me. Like, it's a solid entertaining. Like, I'm going to be super generous here and give it a solid entertaining. I don't think it's bad enough to be in the mayable category, but like I'm putting Moon up like cult legend.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, like Duncan Jones' other films, Warcraft and Mute. I know we did Mute on the podcast. I think we did Warcraft at some point.
With Wing.
Neither one of those are like super great movies.
Maybe
so,
he just got lucky with Moon.
Yeah. I think he's always going to kind of live in that shadow of that first movie being the breakout hit, the cult legend.
District 9.
Is he a victim of diminishing returns?
District 9.
Yeah, it's like that District 9 guy, right? It's just that first one really hits and
M. Night Shyamalan, a ding-dong.
Yeah.
Like M. Night Shyamalan, a ding-dong. Every movie he's done since the Dead Boy movie has gotten less and less interesting.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of those things.
You can instantly spoil it in your description of it.
Well, no, we know.
No, we
don't. Know the boy is dead.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
The boy is alive. Bruce Willis is dead.
No, fuck. Spoilers.
Oh, come on. That movie's been around for 20 years already. Right, it passed the spoiler phase.
That movie came out in 1999.
Give your meow meows.
It is now 2022.
Come on.
Give 22 years. 23 years old. Come on.
Yeah. So I'm going to say everything's going to be okay. And that's this movie. This movie is just okay. Rum Daddy?
I would have to agree with you. You know, it's part of me wants to say, it's Mabel, it's okay. But it is. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. It is entertaining. Jake Gyllenhaal is fun to watch. I don't know. Like, there's times where he tries to be, like, super tough guy. And can he be? I don't know.
It's almost better when you're picturing him as like a schlubby school teacher versus like what he actually looks like.
Oh, and he's punching people and shit.
Yeah. He's punching people and stuff. I'm like, come on, Jake, you're not that guy. It's an entertaining, you know, if you like, it's a kind of movie that the first time you watch it, you're going to be like, okay, that was 90 minutes. That was all right. Do you want to, like, run out and watch it again?
probably not. Except, you know, of course, Beef is waving his hand up and down, which our listeners can't see. But, yeah, it just barely makes the entertaining for me. It doesn't deserve memorable because it had fun moments, but I give it an entertaining. I just keep repeating myself on that, so you guys can go ahead.
And I think the time to watch it is 10 years after you watched it the first time and completely forgot everything that happened.
Forgotten everything as well.
It felt very fresh to me. I watched it and I was like, I do not remember any of this movie. So, okay. Beef?
This is a solid awesome for me. Maybe even higher. I love this movie. I don't know why.
How are you going to go higher than... How are you going to say Cult Legend for this one? How?
How am like, I? I didn't.
You're not. I know you're not, but like...
No, but he has the right to give it anything he wants.
You have the absolute right to be wrong.
I absolutely love this movie. I don't know why. It's their chemistry. We don't know why either.
It's the nose.
It is the nose. The nose plays. It's Goodwin's eyes. It's... Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Bernard from Westworld every time I see it again.
With his like weird slick hair.
Yeah, and he's like... always fucking with it. I don't know. I really like this movie. It's stupid. It's not the greatest movie. It's not the best Duncan Jones flick. It's not the best Palm Springs or Groundhog Day flick. But it's, you throw all this shit in a blender, you shake it up, and you pour it out, and this is the best one of those flicks you get. It's fun. It's cute. It's kind of rom-commy, but it's not. It's more... romance. I don't know. They're fucking cute together. Goddamn it.
What you're reacting to is the chemistry between the two of them is really adorable. And
it is.
That whole situation is way better than the rest of the film.
Yeah. And it's way better when they had her as Tom Cruise's Katie Holmes in the Mission Impossible movie. Remember, she was supposed to be his wife. And I was like, why did you cast someone who looks just like Katie Holmes in that context? That's not what you want to have in people's minds. And I always liked her as an actress, but I was like, I didn't buy their chemistry because then but anyway.
Good flick. It's also easier for me to swallow in the sci-fi-esque Palm Springs packaging. Just they're cute.
Like if it was a musical, you wouldn't enjoy it.
Probably a lot less. I mean, you guys are proving that I guess I can handle some musicals. But last word on Source Code, and with a side of Bernard. Last word on Source Code.
No ticket.
A train.
A gun in the lockbox.
Like, what train conductor is strapped? I didn't buy that at all.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe in Chicago.
Yep. It's a Chicago way.
Yeah, everybody's got to be packing.
Which is funny because handguns are illegal in the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. It's a gun-free zone. That always works.
But they import them in from everywhere else, so. Lily awoke in an evening dress and opera cloak. In her hand were 5 playing cards. What time is it?
Nose time.
Oh, sad news. Speaking of Bernard and Westworld.
I'm angry about this.
HBO decided to be douches, and by HBO I mean their new parent company Discovery, because they're dumb. They don't know where
what
to
have
make
I
their
been
money.
Saying this whole time. Yeah, we've been talking about
I know Westworld's canceled, fuckers.
No season 5,
which irritates me because they said they wanted to get through season 5, and they're still going to pay half the actors or most of the mainline actors. So why just make me my fucking show? Hopefully somebody buys it like Amazon, but they won't.
Well, they can't because what he's going to be a dick about, he's going to hold on to the rights to it and he won't sell it. So nobody else could do a season 5.
Like, yeah, The Expanse got to at least finish off. It's stupid. Let's fucking, you had
which,
everyone.
Which, by the way, the last season of The Expanse, not that great.
No, but they at least wrapped it up in a, because that's how the books go.
And they kind of set it up where they're all in the what's it called? Not the construct.
The hereafter or whatever it was.
They're all in the Westworld land. So all they have to do is shoot a Western. They really don't need a big special effects budget. You could do, give me 6 episodes of character drama just to wrap it up. You have to pay people.
I will bet you anything. The sets are there. I am certain that season 5 was written out, that all the big plot points were completely done to the end, that at least the first 3 episodes, 4 mm-hmm. episodes were already written and ready to go. I would not be surprised if we see it come out later in a different format.
Like a comic or something.
Like a graphic novel or a set of novels or something like that.
I'd pay for that. I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Trailers. I had homework.
I thought.
I know. It would be nice. I get it. I get it.
Because we didn't do news last week. To curate some ideas.
Keeps curatingables or something. 1899. This is a show on Netflix from the creators of Dark. So it will be heavily subtitled with a bit of English. And this is like, think the Titanic is cruising along and they get the report of a missing ship a la Event Horizon. And they go to rescue it. And a la Hellraiser Pinhead box apparently appears and they start playing with it. So
this is where it falls apart. So if a ship is missing, where do they know to go to rescue it?
Well, it came back and it was given the doo-doo-doo-doots. The
doo-doo-doo-doots?
Yeah, the
Morse code.
Right.
What's doo-doo-doo-doot? What's Morse code for doo-doo-doo-doot?
I don't know.
That's two
dashes and a dot.
Yeah, that's
doo 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 on A-S-S. Your shoe.
Yeah.
Also, Korean zombie flick called Hot Skull. And this is where the it's basically, I don't know, is it a zombie flick or is it just like Babel?
It's kind of like a Babel or a Bird Box.
You get infected with this, and you're blah, 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 and anyone that hears that for more than a second or two can only speak in blah, 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 blah. So everybody walks around with noise-canceling headphones and shit. It's an interesting concept.
And they really mess with the subtitles to, like,
get it across.
Yeah, visually, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw the trailer for this. I'm like, I think Beef would like this.
I'll give it a try. Now I really will fuck with my reading.
Yeah.
Recommendations. White Lotus. The new White Lotus, I think, is 2 or 3 episodes in. It is entertaining. It is a lot of fun.
I'm all caught up, and it's okay. I don't like it as much as I like season 1.
I think they're working on dropping the hammer here pretty soon. I think the wheels are about to fall off. It's a lot of setup, but I think it's going to happen in the next episode or so.
Jennifer Coolidge, though, does not disappoint. No. She's fucking hilarious.
Isn't Aubrey Plaza in the new season as
Yes.
well?
Yes. I love her as this dry person. And Ted Lasso.
She's always dry.
Yeah, but she's like extra fucking dry in the first few episodes of this.
Really bitchy, yeah.
Ted Lasso is fucking amazing. I didn't want to watch the last 2 episodes because I'm like, there's no way that they can be as good as all the other ones. And then I watched one of them, and I put off the last episode for like a fucking week. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing, right?
I cried. It got dusty in my house like 8 out of every 10 episodes.
No spoilers, but I did not see that very, very end coming. No spoilers. I'm not saying there's no spoilers.
I got it already. I got it. I didn't see it either.
Are you going to watch the World Cup since now you're into soccer?
I was always into a little bit of footy. I just never watched it. My cousin always watched it, so I appreciated it. But, I mean, now if it's on, I'll be like, hey, could you put on the West Ham match?
I think the World Cup starts next week.
Does it? All right. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. What about you, MRFers? What y'all been watching?
Well, I was given some homework as well.
It happens.
The Sandman's been renewed for season 2 on Netflix.
Where's the gratitude? Look, did the work for you.
It's been a busy week for some people. And Warner Brothers Discovery stock price is closed at the lowest level since the merger, and I don't care.
Is that because they're cutting everything? I thought you would
enjoy that little schadenfreude.
Is that because they're cutting everything and just being dumb?
They're
cutting
everything. They're such dicks. I wonder what everything is going to look like a year from now when the dust settles. And I just, you can't get a company like Discovery who does like bottom budget of anything, especially in the non-scripted world, to take over HBO and Warner Brothers. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
But nobody cares. Nobody listened to me. I tried to warn them.
I sent emails and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I bitched about it on this podcast because with the millions of followers that we have, you'd think somebody would have done something.
Somebody would pay attention.
Millions of listeners. There's only like 40 followers.
You could go back through Legends. We just recorded our 600th episode.
Damn.
I am sure we have been scarily right about a large number of things.
Oh, yeah. I would fully admit to that or agree to that.
So, two things that I also got homework for.
But both good things.
No, one of them is great. John Wick Chapter 4, the trailer looks amazing.
It does look pretty good.
I just can't wait to see it. It looks like it's gearing up to one big show off between him and one other guy, and that's it. The other one, I just don't care. I think you did this to me on purpose.
Yeah.
Avatar, The Way of Water. I just don't fucking care.
Not at all.
It's an animated film. Ooh, it's in 3D. Ooh, I don't care.
Oh, you're an animated film hater?
No, I love animated films.
Okay, but then why'd you say it's an animated film like that?
You don't want to go back to Pandora? And
no.
I had no interest in going back to Pandora.
Pandora's box should have stayed closed.
Pandora's box is pretty nice, actually. I've been there a couple times. The trailers.
Like fish.
Man, all strip clubs do occasionally. The trailers, they're getting me back into wanting to see it again. They're going to make me watch the first Avatar, and then I will probably go see this, but I'm not going to rush out. I'm not like super ready, but I think
you're
going
to go see it, but you're not going to want to.
Here's the thing.
I'll want to, but I'm not going to appointment viewing. I'll go some Sunday in a month or two or three after it's opened and just catch a matinee.
Yeah, the thing about the trailer for this Avatar compared to the first one is that the animation in this looks like animation. It doesn't have that that realness that the other one has. So this one looks like, fuck it, let's just make an animated film. And it doesn't look nearly as good. Yes, it's going to be pretty. Oh, look at the pretty scenery. Shit happens underwater. Shit happens above water. I don't care.
Shit floats
it's
in
pretty,
water.
Pretty lights. It's something that you could take your mom and your grandmother to dumps. And turn off the audio and just they'd be like, oh, that's pretty. That's it.
Okay. Well, recommendation? Or are you just going to talk about spoiler-free review? What do you got?
I hardly watched anything because I've been busy again. Okay, but it's all good. Although I do have my tickets for I was gonna go and see Black Panther this weekend, but then I got an invite for a screening on the lot
bragger
the Friday after Thanksgiving. So I'm excited to see it then.
Humble brag.
Humble brag. Yes, humble brag.
Not humble, but I mean that's okay. It's cool.
I'm gonna
spin.
Ooh.
What about you, sir? Lobster? What have you been up to, Lobster?
I'm gonna start us off with a downer. Kevin Conroy, longtime voice of Batman, dead, age 66.
That's a very young age.
That's a very young age, and so sad. A
couple years ago, for Wing's birthday, his girlfriend got him a personalized message from Kevin Conroy.
Oh, a cameo?
I don't know if it was a video or if it was just audio, but it was like 5 or 6 minutes of he was just bullshitting with him, talking to Wing.
Wow.
I think it was during the pandemic. So I
treasure that.
Yeah. Amazing. I think I stole a copy of it.
And I thought back, and we had talked when I started a podcast about the television series Gotham. Who remembers that one, right?
I do because, unfortunately, you guys bailed too early, but it got better and much, I'm much sure better later on.
But one of the early conversations we had was like, who was your Batman? What is your vision of Gotham City? And to me, it has to be the animated series. It has to be that 90s cartoon. So iconic. So that's a bummer. Sad to hear that. I think Kevin Conroy should always be mentioned. You know, when we say Adam West, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Kevin Conroy, like,
yeah,
iconic Batman. Am I right, fellas?
Yes. Yeah.
But we could leave out the guy that was also a vampire as Batman as well.
Wait, which one was that? Val Kilmer?
No, well, Val Kilmer, terrible Batman. No, the most recent one.
He was a vampire too.
Yeah, yeah. Pattinson.
Rob Bat Pattinson.
Yes.
Stop it.
Good news. An Indiana Jones TV series will be made on Disney Plus.
Who's going to be the new Indy? Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know if I care about this.
I won't care until I see some trailers, and then I go, okay, I could come along for the ride.
Is that going to be a spinoff from the new one that they're making?
Again,
I'm hoping that they go back and pick up young Indiana Jones, because that was a great series.
Yes. Yes, thank you. That was my hope as well. Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Just remake those. They'll be great.
You'd have to get the last person. So good, and they fucking so just good. Did like drop the ball on it.
Ball dropper.
I remember going to Pizza Hut and getting like the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles like prize box or whatever. I don't know. That's dumb. Some trailers. Trailer I've been waiting for, The Whale with Brendan Fraser. Okay, guys.
This looks good.
Okay.
Right? He's a guy who's overweight, and the movie's called The Whale, and the girl from Stranger Things is his daughter, and he's trying to reconnect, but he's really positive. He says people are wonderful. You should love everybody.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. And probably the movie I'm most looking forward to this year, Glass Onion, a Knives Out
mystery. I'm excited for this.
So we watched the trailer, and at first I was like, because the earlier trailers just show them on a boat, and I'm like, oh, it's Death on the Nile. But then when we saw the most recent trailer, Rick counted the amount of people, and he went, this is 10 Little Indians. And I'm like, oh my God, you're right. It's 10 Little Indians. So
one little, two little, three little.
If you've never read it or seen, it's a very old movie, but it's, again, it's Agatha Christie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to totally spoil it for you.
No.
Go on.
I don't want to know, because then you might make me watch for it the whole movie. Don't. They can look it up online if they want. I don't want to hear it.
The murderer.
I don't want to hear it.
Is like the third person killed. But.
It's a fake out.
It's a fake out.
What part of I don't want to hear it?
Too late. Do
not understand. That's all right. I'll just cut it all so you don't have to ruin our listeners.
I think Rian Johnson anticipates that you've made that assumption and will play around with that. But
bullshit, because they didn't do it on the first one.
Okay. So this will be in theaters for a week. I'm hoping I can go see it in theaters, but we'll see how that works out. Recommendation, I'm really sorry to do this, but it's an HBO Max reality TV show. And I'm sorry that that's my recommendation.
Why? Is it a bad show?
No, but like you were just talking about how horrible Warner Discovery is and how no one should watch.
Mean, this show was made before the merger. So
okay, fair enough. It's The Big Brunch with Dan Levy.
I've been seeing trailers.
It's really good. I only watched one episode, and I thought it was great. It's just a cooking competition show, but it's brunch-themed.
Okay.
Dan Levy hosts.
I like
it's
brunch.
Cute. It's cute.
We'll do brunch.
Spoiler-free review. I am savoring the last three episodes of C, like a fine wine. I can't believe I made it this far in the show. I really like it. It's just don't think about too much, especially towards the end, because they're really taking out all the stops now. Now they have like people with a trebuchet and shit, and they're all blind, yet they're aiming and firing and loading a trebuchet. So, but I
think
still,
about just think about I that. I found for a
rock. That's not a rock. That's my sheep.
just think about that one for 1 second, right? So, like, how do you know where to aim it?
Yes, all of see, and I had to just give up. So there was. I don't want to give it away. There's plausible reasons that they could have at least built a lot of these things, but anyways, I still like the show. God, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. How do they know they don't have bugs in their food?
Oh, they have bugs in their food. That's protein. Well, they don't give a shit.
Okay.
Andor. Today, we usually record on Tuesdays, so I don't get to watch it before. I forgot it was on today, and I was able to watch it right before the show, and fucking Andor. I'm sad we only get one more this year. I really like the show. Probably my favorite
Star Wars property. No, I thought it was...
12.
I thought there's a whole... No, it's like it's more than that.
No.
No, I think there's only 12.
Episodes, season one.
If only there was a device.
No, 12. I thought they...
Oh, unless they're only telling me the next one. But today is the 16th, and 11 came out, and there's only 12 episodes on the Google box.
Okay.
But anyways, okay, if you're right, I am happier.
I don't know anything.
I was also watching our finished Ancient Apocalypse with Graham Hancock on Netflix. That is a pretty cool show. It talks about the potential for a advanced civilization before us, not like aliens or anything, but before the last ice age and shit. So
I'm not saying it's aliens.
It really is,
but aliens. It's aliens.
No, it's
but.
Not aliens. It's like a good eight episodes. It's fun. And then because some donkey on here told me about The Peripheral with what's her face on Prime. It's a pretty good show. I'm only like three episodes in, but
which donkey was it?
I don't know. I think it was the other donkey.
I think it was me.
I mean, I sent you the trailer and was like, hey, check this out.
I know. But I think he said he watched the first couple episodes and it was worth a watch. Oh, okay.
It's not.
They
it's
both
not,
told me. It's a competition
it's
now.
It's not Westworld.
Jeez.
But it's good.
It's, yeah, it's Westworld Light.
It's not Source Code. Westworld
Light.
But
and it's Source Code. It is Source Code, too, because they're time traveling and brains, right?
Yeah.
It is kind of Source Code-y. It's very Source Code-y.
And Westworld-y.
Yeah.
Anyways, what are you guys watching this week?
There's a lot of duplications here because I also have Andor and The Peripheral.
Are you liking both of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love Andor. The Peripheral, I like it. I don't
love it. It's a bit of a slog. The episodes are all like an hour, and if they could have trimmed them down to 40.
Exactly. Yeah. They would have been much better. Much better. Rick loves Peripheral, but I'm like, eh. Let's see. I am one of the only people left on the planet that's still watching The Walking Dead because I just want to see how it ends.
Yes,
just
you
fucking
are.
Spin. I just want to see how it fucking ends.
Isn't this so the longest the, last
the
season ever?
The irony is The Walking Dead is you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Because you're just going through the motions. Like
more.
Well, I'm going through the same thing that I had with X-Files. Like, once I am a huge fan of something and I'm several seasons in, after it jumps the shark and gets bad, the end is near, I have to watch it all the way through.
Have
to
you
see
not?
How it ends.
Have you not heard the expression "throwing good money after bad"?
Yeah, but it's time.
You're throwing good time after bad.
No, because it's usually like if I'm doing something else, I'm watching to see what's going on. Okay. But the worst part is that you already know who's going to live because they've already announced the spinoffs. And there's like five spinoffs. And I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time with the fucking spinoffs.
There's like four spinoffs already on the air because it's...
Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead. Tales of the Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen any of that.
The other one with the kids?
Yeah, the one about the world or whatever.
Yeah.
And oh, that one I started watching and I got like four episodes in, I'm like, this is terrible.
Like it's zombie brunch, so it's like a cooking competition with zombies.
Yeah.
So
and
weird.
They end up cooking their own arm and they don't notice it. Yeah, it's
right.
Really
and they're
crazy.
Like it's a revelation.
I sat down and started watching The Crown, and I got all of a sudden, it's like 4 episodes later, oh shit, I'm still watching The Crown.
The new episodes, or you're going back and watching?
No, the new ones this season.
Okay,
yeah. The ones that just dropped. It's really focusing, as far as I am, I'm only like 4 episodes in, it's really focusing on trying to detail the story of Diana. The Queen is barely in any episodes at all. So there was one whole episode that centered around Fayed's background.
Yep.
Dodi Fayed and his father and his father's reputation and the relationship his father had with the footmen and how he, like, it was interesting, but I couldn't stop watching it.
He was a footman?
He had a footman. A footman.
Oh, I see.
What? You never watched Downton Abbey? You don't know what a footman is?
No, I know what a footman is. I said a footman.
A footman?
It's like an ass man, but different. You saw that on the new House of the Dragon. Anyways, go on.
Oh, wait. Did you guys watch SNL this weekend?
No.
No.
It was actually fucking funny because Dave Chappelle was hosting. And
that's quite a controversial take.
There's quite a controversy about his opening monologue. And he's not completely wrong.
All right, let's not get canceled too. Just he's fucking not completely say your right shit. Either. What are you watching? Like we have like to move it. On.
Yep.
Stop it.
But they did a thing on they did a big skit.
Hey, did you hear about Jay Leno?
Yeah.
Huh? Burned his face, dude.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you own 600 cars.
What a tragedy. The car was destroyed.
Let's see. And we put in a couple episodes of Drink Masters. He really
took it on the chin. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His whole head's
that chin of his. That's what caught fire.
Lego Masters. Such a good show.
Drink Masters is great. It's shot beautifully. It gives me ideas of new cocktails to make at home. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Did you say Brick Masters or
Drink?
Lego.
Drink.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm a little Lego stuffed Masters. Up tonight. I don't know why. I'm a little stuffed up. I'm having my kitchen painted, so maybe all the dust got kicked up and that shit's happening. So, Lobster, please jump in.
Well, at a risk of us getting canceled further, I also watched The Crown.
What, and did you watch SNL?
No, I watched The Crown, and I got to the episode that's actually about the Queen, sort of, so I did watch that. Natasha McElhone is in the new season, and I'm so excited because
Wait, who does she play?
She's the one who Prince Philip goes off with and, like, is learning to ride the horse carriage.
Oh, I just saw that episode. That's a really good episode, yeah.
And, okay. It's, like, I have a hard time with Dominic West as Prince Charles. Like, that casting.
He's better than the guy from last season, because the guy from last 2 seasons.
Oh, I liked the guy from last season.
I hated him because he played the whole thing all hunched over.
Yeah.
He's always hunched over. And I'm like, okay, fucking Charles was in the military and he never hunched over like that. To this day, he stands very tall and erect. Okay, put that out there. But he stands very tall and straight. Whereas this guy who played him last season was all hunched over all the time.
He's erect, and he's a footman.
Footman.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
But however, Diana this year is always so, like, head tilting because she's so fucking tall. She's she's way too tall to play her, but she's always head tilting.
Elizabeth Debicki, this is the role she was born to play, right? Like, so she's like so weird and bird like, but it totally works. Great British Bake Off, Buffalo Bills aren't doing so well. They're about to get 8 feet of snow in Buffalo for this week's game, so that'll be interesting. Again on Thanksgiving, and that's it. We really have not had a lot of time to watch TV, just new home ownership issues. So
next time, Legends Podcast, we answer the call. A Korean cat and mouse time travel thriller on Netflix. Have a comment, question, recommendation? Email us, legendspodcasts legendspodcast@gmail.com with an extra S for source code. This has been episode 601 of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef saying, holy shit, 601, I really like it. They hate it. Ha 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 ha.
That was Rum Daddy saying, isn't this the Silver Streak?
I'm John O'Lobster saying, good night.
You got so confused when I said Silver Streak.
What does that even mean?
Oh my God! It was a big hit comedy film starring Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. It was the first film they did together.
Are we getting canceled again?
At this point, I really don't care.
And then,
I didn't say he was completely right. I said he wasn't completely
wrong. Did you
see
that?
There's a big difference.
Did you see that Gallagher had died?
Yes, Gallagher died. I knew I wanted to bring up something.
What if in Dave Chappelle's SNL outro or SNL monologue, they bring out Gallagher's corpse and he like smashes the head with a mallet? Like, what a tribute that would have been.
And everything goes flying everywhere.
What a tribute that would have been, right?
That would have been a great tribute.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook @LegendsPodcast. You can also send us an email to legendspodcasts@gmail.com. That is podcast plural. For all our contact information as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on the show is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incomputech.com. The opinions on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legendstream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.